Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
Now, we are talking on the subject of "It is my year of breaking through." For those who have traveled and have not been around, I have decreed by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that 2022 is the year of breaking through.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, what does that mean? It means that for the first time since you were born, the world will begin to see why you were born.
Amen.
You are breaking through.
Amen.
The real you is about to come out.
Amen.
People thought they knew you. They hadn't seen anything before.
Amen.
The real you is about to come out.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, the real me is coming out this year. The real me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
I am breaking through in 22.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord. Now, the dictionary meaning for breaking through is we are going to start to see notable success. Some of us have been trying business. Yes, we were able to do this and that. But for the first time, you will not say, you know, my small anyana business. This year, you'll be known as a businessman.
Amen.
A businesswoman.
Amen.
This year, you are going to start to see that God is with you.
Amen.
And God is walking in front of you. You know, the children of Israel, you know, as I speak, I feel the presence of the Master.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. May Allah donde edaradandere bosanda rianda bakarianda bagodos. The Bible tells us that the children of Israel, they were traveling from Egypt into the promised land.
Amen.
Their destiny.
Amen.
The place that God has prepared for them. As they were traveling, the Bible says that God caused other nations to be afraid of them.
Amen.
One who comes to mind is a king called Balak, if my memory serves me right. When he saw the children of Israel, they were not even coming to him. They were passing by his nation.
Amen.
He became afraid. This year, the devil will start being afraid of you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
When Satan sends demons to your house, they're going to say, "Are you sure you want us to go there? Are you sure?" Because they'll be afraid to come to your house. You know, it looks like I'm just talking, but I'm saying things.
Amen.
It's happening in your life this year.
Amen.
Because you are going to experience how it feels when God is going in front of you.
Amen.
You are breaking through.
Amen.
Breaking through also means that you have been trying something for a long time. But you know, one of the ways that, for example, that this makes sense. Let's say you are trying to be a musician. Being a musician, there are people who have been musicians for 20 years and we still don't know them. Then they have a breakthrough song. One little song that makes the whole world know them. Do you understand how breaking through works? So you may be doing something. Maybe you used to make clothes. You've been making clothes all this time. 2022, one outfit that you make will cause thousands to come to your place. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We have been doing church. This year we are celebrating our fourth or fifth year. How many years? Fourth. Are you sure? Our church started in 2018. So 2019 was the first.
2020, 2021, yeah, fourth year. Oh, you guys are in the spirit. We have been around having church. This time around, it will be known that there is a church called Healing Fire Ministries. In the mighty name of Jesus. Some of you, you'll be going to see Susan like you always do. And you won't find her at home. Ugo guy, Ugo Kregain, effing Healing Fire Ministries. Put your hands together for the Lord. So we're going to see the hand of the Lord moving very strong in our lives this year. I truly believe it. Really, the help of God will be strong in your lives. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, last week I began to talk about the inner man. As I explained that a human being has three parts: the spirit, the soul, and the body. You understand? And last week we were talking about the spirit, and I told you that the Bible refers to the spirit as the inner man. It also refers to the spirit as the inward man, and also the hidden man of the heart. Now, it is Peter who called him the hidden man. Now, when God created you and I, the Bible says he created us in his likeness and in his image. Now, if you read your Bible, you will notice every single person who walked with God was a supernatural being. They were not normal people. Moses comes to my mind. I've never heard of a person pointing at water with a stick and the ocean opens. It's an impossible feat. But because Moses was walking with God, when you are walking with God and it is the inner man that is in front and not the flesh, then nothing becomes possible with you.
Amen.
Moses is one of the most fantastic guys in the Bible. As he was moving with the children of Israel, they started complaining that they are thirsty. God said, there's a rock in front of you. Hit the rock. And some people believe that there were 600,000 people there. Some people believe that there were 3 million people there. Some people believe that there were 6 million people there. I don't know how many, but I know there were many. And Moses hit the rock, and all the people could drink water that was coming out of the rock. Them, their children, and their animals. Everybody drank water. When the inner man starts coming forth, when the inner man stops being the hidden one, but being the one that is seen, amen, then your life becomes a life of miracles, of signs, and of wonders. The reason why we have been struggling to break through is because it is not the inner man that is in front. It is the flesh that is in front. Now, Jesus said, the flesh is weak. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? So for as long as the inner man, your spirit person, is not the one in front and in charge, you will not enjoy a year of breaking through. Because God wants to bless the real you, not the flesh. When God blesses the flesh, we become like the prodigal son. The Bible says he went into a far country and wasted his living with riotous living. Riotous living means wild living. He became the talk of the town. I hear there was a soccer player called Katlego Mpila, I think. Do you know him? Amen. Brothers, do you know him? Amen. Apparently that guy, when he went to the club
everyone will celebrate because hutlem regibiano. And he will tell the barman, all the drinks are on me tonight. Hey! So when God blesses our flesh, that's what we do. We become wild and crazy. But when we become spiritual people, when God blesses us, then you see, everything we do it to glorify our master. We do it so that when people see us, they just want to thank God for what he is doing. So this is the year of awakening the inner man. This is the year where the inner man, the true you, the spirit man, must be the one who takes the forefront. In the name of Jesus. I said in the name of Jesus. Open your Bibles to the book of Romans, chapter 8. We will read from verse 1. Romans, chapter 8. We will be reading from verse 1. Our Bibles are running out, so please make sure, if you don't have one, you get one. This is the last 50 Rand Bible that we have, okay? So if you don't have a Bible, please make sure you get this one. And then we've got two more that are 250 each. Hallelujah. Say, neighbor, make sure you get a Bible. You can't be breaking through without a Bible. If you don't have a Bible, you are not serious about breaking through at all. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Check if your neighbor is serious or not serious. No, he has a Bible, I know. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Are we there? There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. So, in this life, there is a walking after the flesh, there is a walking after the spirit. Are you listening to me? Manela, do you understand? There is a walking after the flesh, there is a walking after the spirit. Let's continue reading. Verse 2. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Verse 5 is very important. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. So you have to determine that in this year, I must walk after the Spirit. And to walk after the Spirit means that you have to become a spiritual person. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, today I'm going to give you a little teaching on one of the ways or one of the things that you can do that will help your spirit be in front. so that you are at all times a spiritual person. Amen. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Now, the title of my message today is I Speak in Tongues More Than All of You. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And verse 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 18. If you are there, say amen.
Amen.
If you are not there, say wait for me. All right, let's all read it at the same time. 1, 2, 3, go. I can't hear you. 1, 2, 3, go. I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than ye all. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the word of God. Now, Paul had the confidence. He said, I don't care who you are. I speak in tongues more than you. What confidence? Paul said, even if you speak in tongues 5 hours a day, I speak in tongues more than you do. Speaking in tongues, ladies and gentlemen, is what is going to propel us forward in 2022. Many Christians neglect this important aspect of their walk with God. How can you walk with God for so many years and you can't speak in tongues? You must speak in tongues. And you must not, you know, there are some Christians who speak in tongues only on special moments. What a shock. Paul didn't say, I speak in tongues in special moments. When I feel the anointing, when I'm worshiping God, then I speak. No. He said, I speak in tongues more. In other words, all the time.
Amen.
Your amens are not blessing me.
Amen.
You will see people sing lulas in 20. And that is the only tongue speaking they do. The only. So when you're at home, there's no tongues. When you're at work, there's no tongues. You are putting yourself at a disadvantage.
Amen.
And what we are reading, is it not in your Bible?
Amen.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Do you know that there are Christians who don't even believe in speaking in tongues? They don't even believe it. Jesus, in fact, tongues, even in the book of Isaiah, God was speaking out about speaking in tongues. Jesus in the book of Mark chapter 16, he says, those who believe, they shall cast out devils in my name and they shall speak with new tongues.
Amen.
It's in the Bible.
Amen.
So the more you learn to speak in tongues and the more you learn to speak in tongues all the time,
Amen.
You are provoking the inner man to become the dominant person in your life.
Amen.
Most of the time, the dominant person is the flesh.
Amen.
Because Paul said that there is an inward person and there is an outward person. That outward person is the person who walks after the flesh. The person who likes, you know, the things of this world.
Amen.
The inner man, he likes praying. The inner man, he likes the word of God. The inner man is the one who says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. The inner man is the one who said, I'd rather be an usher in the house of God than spend my time anywhere else. That's the language of the inner man. Are you listening to me? So that person must come out this year. in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to give you about 5 or 6 points about speaking in tongues. This year, I want to challenge every one of my church members to try and speak in tongues more than anyone else in the church. Do you understand?
Amen.
Yeah. Ask your neighbor, can you speak in tongues? Demand an answer. What are they saying? For those who cannot speak in tongues this year, you must.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's very important. Number one. When you speak in tongues, you are allowing your spirit to pray. When you speak in tongues, you are allowing your spirit to pray. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14. First Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 14. The Bible says, "For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful." In other words, if you don't speak in tongues, there is a possibility that your spirit, the inner man, the real you, has never spoken to God before. Scary. When you speak in an unknown tongue, Paul says, it is the spirit, the inner man, the hidden man. He is the one that is communicating with God. Are you understanding? So, for the spirit, or for your spirit to be dominant in your life, you have to allow it to start being more active. If you give birth to a child and you keep that child locked up in a room, that child will not develop and grow. A child needs to see other people. A child needs to hear people speaking. As they watch you speaking, that's how they learn to speak. And as they try to speak, they may be talking a lot of gibberish in the beginning, but the more they try, the better they become. And as they grow, then their language develops. It becomes better and better to the point where you can have a proper conversation. Now, if you don't speak in tongues, you are suppressing your spirit. You are not allowing your spirit to develop and to grow. So, for that to take place, you must at least minimum try to speak in tongues for an hour. Make para repanto rapate keparaba poltepe lorate kepa robata. But pastor, I don't understand what I'm saying. It's okay. Just speak. Rante lopanta le glebunde rabashante karabashanda for 1 hour. Just allow your spirit to communicate with God. Your spirit must communicate with God. Your spirit must communicate with God. Your spirit must communicate with God.
Amen.
It's very important. Are you listening to me, somebody?
Amen.
So, this year, let your spirit communicate. Amen.
Amen.
One time I preached this. There was a lady who was coming to our church, and she had been a Christian for many years. Do you understand? Many years.
Amen.
And she could not speak in tongues. And when I mentioned this point, she said, "Oh, Pastor, when you said that my spirit has never spoken to God, it hit me." Amen. That day, she left the church speaking in tongues. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Very, very, very important.
Amen.
Somewhere before towards the end of January, we are going to have a session where we're going to be praying for people who cannot speak in tongues so that you can receive tongues. Okay? It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. Me, as your pastor, I speak in tongues all the time. I just speak. And if you pray with me, you will notice my tongues are well developed. There are people who just go mama 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 the whole hour. My tongue, sometimes I think that I'm speaking Chinese. Sometimes I think that now I'm speaking a language from Ghana or Nigeria. Sometimes I feel like I'm speaking Italian or French. My tongues, you can't touch them. Why? Because I allow the inner man to communicate with God. And so the more my inner man communicates with God, the more the language develops. The more my vocabulary, my spiritual vocabulary increases. Are you listening to me? Yeah. To the point where I know my tongues. When I speak this particular tongue, I know I'm in spiritual warfare. Sometimes when I speak certain tongues, I know that I'm worshiping God. It is developing. So you are afraid of your tongue because you don't allow your inner man to speak. Do you understand?
Amen.
Number two. The natural mind cannot understand when you speak in tongues. The natural mind cannot or does not understand anything when you speak in tongues. Now, the scripture we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14, it says, "For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful." It's in the Bible. So what that means is that your mind is not involved. So as I'm speaking in tongues, I don't understand what I'm saying. Just like, do you understand what I'm saying? What am I saying?
I don't understand.
Just like you don't understand, I also don't understand.
Amen.
But it's a divine language that God has given us.
Amen.
And the Bible tells us that it is the spirit, it's not your mind, it is your spirit, the inner man, that is communicating with God. So the fact that you don't understand what you are saying should not discourage you from speaking in tongues. Continue speaking in tongues. I promise you, the more you speak in tongues, you will become aware that in fact you are a spirit and you are not flesh. Many of us are not aware that we are spirit beings because they don't allow the spirit to be the one who, you know, does most of the praying. If I call now a prayer, I say, "Ladies and gentlemen, I feel the Spirit leading me that we have to intercede for Nelmapias, and I want us to come and pray for 5 hours." Only 3 people will come for that prayer session. Because praying for 5 hours is not a joke. You have to know half the Bible to pray for 5 hours without repeating yourself. But when I speak in tongues, I can even pray 10 hours without stopping, because I don't have to think about what I have to say. It is coming from my inner man. It is the spirit that is talking to God. So I just allow my spirit to have its way with God. I can go on and on and on and on until I feel physically tired. So many people don't speak in tongues because they struggle with the fact that they don't understand what they are saying. But the same Paul who's saying that when you speak in an unknown tongue, it is the spirit, the mind is unfruitful. He is saying that I speak in tongues more than all of you. Showing how important it is to speak in tongues. I always put this point because I remember when I started speaking in tongues, I struggled. Because my mind is not used to my mouth talking without it being involved. Do you understand? So as I started, Reba Koraba Shanteribo, my mind will be saying, what are you saying? Stop that gibberish. Stop that nonsense. But I had faith and trust in my God. That the Bible says that when you ask God for a good thing, He will not give you a snake. Do you understand? He will give you the Holy Spirit. So I trusted Him that what I'm speaking is a language that is given unto me by the Holy Spirit. Mind, whether you understand or don't understand is none of your problem. I'm praying. Number three, when you pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit helps you pray in line with the perfect will of God. When you pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit helps you pray in line with the perfect will of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Ralph, do you understand what I'm saying? Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Are we there? Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Verse 27. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes the danger of praying in your own understanding is that although praying is good, but you can pray outside the will of God. Do you understand? Amen. Jesus said that, you know, we have not because we pray amiss. Praying amiss means we are praying for the wrong things. Amen. Do you understand? Amen. Many of us, because we are not connected to the Spirit, Amen. Because our inner man is not active. He's not awake. He's not alive. We are in danger of always praying for the things of the flesh. Amen. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah. Most people, when they pray, very few people pray and say, Lord, thy will be done. Amen. Thy will means intando ya kongos. Now, if God's will is for you to be poor for the rest of your life, it is will. Amen. And you only two people will say amen. It's okay. Amen. But it is will. Amen. There may be two brothers here. One is very rich. One is just starting to come up in life. Your heart is drawn towards the rich one. So when you pray, you say, "Oh God, Brother Karabo, Brother Karabo." That time God has chosen Brother Paul. But when you look at Brother Paul, he doesn't have the fancy car that Brother Karabo has. When you speak in tongues, you will pray for Brother Paul. Amen. When you speak in your own language, you will pray for Brother Karabo. Amen. Are you understanding the difference?
Amen.
So, when you speak in tongues, the Bible says, the Holy Spirit is the one that is leading the prayer.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is the one that is coming up with the prayer topics.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit will always make you pray in line with the will of God.
Amen.
It's very important.
Amen.
Number four. When you speak in tongues, you speak directly to God. Direct. It's a direct line.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. The Bible says, "For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men." That's why when we speak in tongues, we don't understand. You are not speaking to another human being.
Amen.
Do you understand? "But unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries."
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So speaking in tongues give you a direct line to God.
Amen.
I'll never forget, some years ago I was working at the Union Buildings. There was a project that we were doing there. And while I was waiting at reception for, you know, the people at Union Building to put me in and take me where we had to go, a gentleman came to the reception. And at that time, the president of the country was Zuma. So he came and said, "I want to speak to Zuma." They said, "Sir, who are you?" He said that the ancestors have given me a message for Jacob Zuma. I want to speak to him directly. So they tried to explain to him that it doesn't work like that. You can't just come and speak to the president. And the guy was forcing that the ancestors, eventually they brought some other guy to come and speak to him. You can't just speak to an important person like that. So God has made a way for us to not go through angels. Not go, you know, there are some churches where, you know, it's like you have to send your prayers to someone, your pastor. And then from your pastor to God. What rubbish?
Amen.
Someone say, "What rubbish?"
What rubbish?
I've never seen it in my Bible before. God once has given us a direct line. You don't have to send your prayers to your pastor. You don't have to send your prayers to angels. You don't even have to send your prayers to Jesus. You can go directly to the creator of the heavens and the earth. So the Bible tells us that when you speak in tongues, you are speaking not to man, but unto God. Hallelujah. Isn't it a blessing to speak directly to God? Yeah. So, all the time when you speak in English, in Zulu, in Xhosa, in Swati, whatever other language, just know that everyone is listening.
Amen.
When you start praying, "Oh God, at work," the demons are listening.
Amen.
Oh, Father, I am planning. Oh, God. Then they say, hey, we know what he's doing.
Amen.
Block, block, block. So when you speak in tongues, nobody is listening into the conversation. No matter how much the demons can try to strategize,
Amen.
They don't understand what's going on.
Amen.
It's just your spirit and God only. So they can't block what God is about to do in your life because they have no idea what's going on.
Amen.
I'm saying all of this to encourage you to speak in tongues this year.
Amen.
Because I believe the more you speak in tongues, the more the inner man will be the dominant person.
Amen.
Number 4 or 5 or whatever number we're on. 5. Speaking in tongues strengthens your faith.
Amen.
Speaking in tongues strengthens your faith. Most of our scriptures are in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. This time is verse 4. Speaking in tongues strengthens your faith. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 4. The Bible says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. Edifieth. That word edify means you are building yourself up. You are strengthening yourself.
Amen.
I was reading a book by a certain man of God called Kenneth Hagin. And it says that word edify also means to charge. To charge yourself. Like sometimes you feel that, you know, you are not as spiritual as you should be. Do you understand? So as you speak in tongues, repa kapa korba shata, by the time you finish your prayer session, you feel charged. You feel on fire. That's what speaking in tongues does for you. It charges you. Are you listening to me? It builds you. It strengthens you. That's why when Satan attacks you, one of the first things that he does is it makes you less prayerful.
Amen.
When you become less prayerful, the devil is very happy.
Amen.
Because now there's no defense. Now he can do anything.
Amen.
Then you feel discouraged. You feel weak spiritually. Even coming to church, it's a job. But the more you speak, lepanto, shatakara, shepanto, pateke, parabasha, perabasha, polapanda. You even feel, man, when you go to work, you feel energy.
Amen.
I mean, you feel. Even your attitude is good.
Amen.
Many people, when they wake up in the morning, Nkari, I don't know, maybe they had a nightmare or something. They're just in a bad mood. But if you wake up, matota, repashate, kotapa, prekateriapa, even the things that annoy you, you don't even feel it anymore because you are charged in the spirit.
Amen.
When you live with people and they are always sad, just ask them, when last did you speak in tongues? Please go to your room and just charge yourself a bit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number 6. Praying in tongues helps you to pray for long, long hours. Long, long hours. Don't you think that if you could pray for 2 hours a day, 3 hours a day, don't you think that you'll be untouchable? What do you think? Yeah. But it's not easy to pray for 3 hours. Every day. Maybe once a month.
Amen.
But every day. 3 hours. It's no joke.
Amen.
But if you can speak in tongues, it can be possible.
Amen.
Why? Your mind is not involved. It's your spirit. You just allow, give your spirit time with God. Just give your spirit time. Let your spirit vent out to God.
Amen.
Anything that
You know, your spirit is sensing. Anything that your spirit is feeling, just allow your spirit to communicate with God.
Amen.
It's very important. You know, a lot of things that I pick up in the spirit prophetically, I receive them when I'm speaking in tongues. I sense them when I'm speaking in tongues. When I'm praying, I just pick up things in the spirit. When you read the Bible, one time Paul was in the ship and they were transporting him somewhere. And then he told the people that let's stop somewhere because I feel that this journey is dangerous. He didn't see anything. He just felt it. So the people said, who does this guy think he is? And they continued with the journey. A storm came, knocked the ship, and as everyone was, panicking, Paul came out again, and he said, the ship is going to go down, but God has given me a word that no one is going to lose his life. How could he know all these things? You see, his spirit,
amen.
Hallelujah,
amen.
It picks up.
Amen.
Amen. Push your neighbor and say, my neighbor, in this church, you are not allowed to sleep. Hallelujah. So the more you pray long hours in tongues, your spirit will pick up things. You'll pick up things about your workplace. You'll pick up things about your future. You'll pick up things about your life. You'll pick up things about your children. You see, you'll be spiritually, your antenna, your aerial, if you understand what I mean. Your what do you call that DSTV thing? That satellite, the spiritual satellite dish will be working. But if you don't speak in tongues a lot, many things will happen without you even knowing. You will always forever be surprised. Number 7. Praying in tongues teaches your spirit to yield to God. Praying in tongues teaches your spirit to yield to God. Praying in tongues teaches your spirit to yield to God. Hallelujah. Now, what do I mean by that? What I mean is that it is not easy to be led by God. It's not easy. As you follow God, sometimes following God can make you feel like a zero in this life. It can be very difficult. Imagine Jesus followed God to his death. And he knew that God wanted him to die. And even prayed, said, Lord, if this cup can pass over me, let it pass over me. But he said, not my will, but thy will be done. So, many of us, we don't have the experience to allow God to be in control. We don't have that capability. You always want to be in control. Lord, I trust you. Mara, emanyana iriki utle hore sangoma sering. I trust you, okay? I trust you. Don't worry. I just want to hear also. You see, you can't let go.
Amen.
And just allow Jesus to drive the car of your life.
Amen.
To be the one who is in charge of your life and where you are going.
Amen.
But you see, praying in tongues, you are kind of practicing that because your mind is not involved. You don't know what's going on. So you just have to rely on the Holy Spirit to be the one carrying the prayer.
Amen.
So when I'm praying in tongues, lema lama, leba, let's go to Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 2. I'll show you. Acts chapter 2 and verse 4. Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2 and verse 4. Are you there?
Amen.
The Bible says, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So here the Bible is explaining to us how speaking in tongues works. Hallelujah. Let's all stand to our feet. Some of you, the way your eyes are closing, you're about to fall off the chair. Is it the heat? Or is it because it's the second day of January? The 31st was very busy. Oh God. So in Acts chapter 2 and verse 4, the Bible says, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. As the Spirit gave them utterance. In other words, the language that I speak when I'm speaking in tongues is coming from the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Do you understand?
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is the one that's giving me the words to speak. And I'm just repeating the words that the Holy Spirit is putting in my spirit.
Amen.
So when you speak in tongues, it is the Holy Spirit who is in charge.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is in charge.
Amen.
So when you speak in tongues, you allow the Holy Spirit to drive. So you are practicing it so that when God tells you, I need you to move from Pretoria, I want you to go to KZN, but God, I don't even know Zulu. It's okay. When you get there, I will train you. I want you to go there and start a church. You can follow because you are used to being led.
Amen.
So speaking in tongues is a training session where your Holy Spirit learns to follow God.
Amen.
Very important. So when you don't speak in tongues, you are in control.
Amen.
And you can even start fighting God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ask your neighbor, say, are you awake now?
Amen.
What are they saying?
Amen.
All right. If you are awake, you may sit down. If you are still sleepy, remain standing. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's very important to be led by God.
Amen.
Very, very important. You can't please God if you don't follow Him.
Amen.
You can never do anything that will be pleasing to God unless He is the one inspiring you to do it.
Amen.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Paul says that even if I give my body to be burnt and I don't have love, I have done nothing. It profits me nothing.
Amen.
So God is not impressed by many things that people do. He's impressed by how a person can follow Him.
Amen.
When you learn to follow God, you have started the journey of pleasing God, making Him happy with you.
Amen.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
Yeah. So speak in tongues a lot. So that you teach your spirit to follow Jesus.
Amen.
It's learning. As you speak in tongues, your spirit is learning. As you speak in tongues, your spirit is growing. As you speak in tongues, your spirit is learning the voice of God, becoming used to the voice of God. So that when God is leading, you will not miss it.
Amen.
Number 8, the last one for today. Speaking in tongues. Helps you maintain being filled with the Holy Spirit. Speaking in tongues helps you maintain being filled with the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 2 from verse 1 to 4, the Bible tells us that they were gathered together in one accord. And as they were there, suddenly they heard a sound as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house. And they saw tongues of fire on top of each of them. And the Bible says, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Do you understand?
Amen.
Now, I want you to notice this. They were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues.
Amen.
They were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues.
Yes.
So when you are not full of the Holy Spirit, you will not speak.
Amen.
For you to speak requires for you to be full.
Yes.
You become full, then you speak.
Amen.
You become full, then you speak.
Amen.
But now this experience has happened to you. You became full at one point of your life. You began to speak in tongues, but you notice that you are becoming dry.
Amen.
Have you noticed something like that?
Amen.
Now, to maintain being full, now the maintenance happens by praying.
Amen.
Let me show you in Acts chapter 4, verse 31. Acts chapter 4, verse 31. Are we there?
Amen.
The Bible says, and when they had what?
Pray.
And when they had what?
Pray.
Say it louder.
Pray.
Then the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, for you to maintain your fullness, being filled, being overflowing with the Spirit of God, you maintain it by praying.
Amen.
And by the context of what I'm preaching about, you maintain it by praying in tongues.
Amen.
Sometimes when I pray, when I wake up in the morning and I start praying, I sometimes don't feel like praying. Sometimes I have to force makapalaba repakapa. And my whole being will be telling me, go sleep.
Amen.
But I just persist. Shate, koraba, peko, peyapa, porkepe. And somewhere during the prayer, I literally feel like I'm being filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And suddenly, 5 minutes ago, I felt like sleeping. Suddenly, I'm awake. And suddenly my heart is pouring out to God.
Amen.
Do you understand?
Amen.
So right now, as we are starting 2022, you may not feel that you are full of God. It's okay. Just begin to speak in tongues. And just persist. Even if you don't feel like it. Even if your mind is fighting you. Just go ahead. Pekato shaduka rabadoko rebaka. And you will see that as you press on,
Amen.
Suddenly you'll notice that something has happened to you, and suddenly your prayer is coming out of your spirit. You are not forcing it anymore. It's just coming out of you like someone has opened a tap.
Amen.
That's the power of speaking in tongues.
Amen.
You understand?
Amen.
Now remember, everything I'm saying, I'm trying to encourage the fact that this is our year of breaking through. And I'm telling you that the secret of us breaking through this year is the inner man must come out.
Amen.
The inner man must be the one who is active.
Amen.
And how do you help the inner man to come out and be in front and dominate? Speak in tongues.
Amen.
Speak in tongues a lot this year.
Amen.
Don't be shy of speaking in tongues this year.
Amen.
Even if the people in your house are not born again, don't be afraid. Just go repato kolapa. Because also them, when they are doing amadlozi abo, they are not shy.
Amen.
They do it in front of you.
Amen.
The whole house is smelling of incense and whatever.
Amen.
Also, you when you pray like you are not ashamed. Lepatoko rajeteke rapotaya repakata reshakata. Oh God, yaseke parabasha. Don't be shy. Why are you shy? They are not shy when they are doing their things. We are also not shy anymore. We will pray like a man, a house on fire.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yeah.
Some of us, where we live, you know, when I was preaching on Christmas, I was blessed by my own message. I was blessed by the fact that Noah, everyone around him, God had declared that is wicked.
Amen.
And is evil.
Amen.
Everyone around him, everyone who's everyone,
Amen.
But even that being the case, the Bible says, when God searched, Noah was the only one who was righteous before God. Even if everyone in your home believes in other things, just speak in tongues like as though you know nothing. You are not ashamed. You are not afraid.
Amen.
One day they will come back to you and say, it seems like your God is the real one.
Amen.
Let me follow you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's how I led some of my brothers to Christ. I was walking to the kitchen, and I was making food. And unawares, I wasn't even thinking about it. My brother was looking at me, looking at me. Then I noticed that he's looking at me confused. Then he said to me, what on earth are you saying? And I said, listen, let me talk to you a minute. By the time I finished, we were praying, Lord, I believe that you came to this earth to die for me. By the time we were finished, he was born again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we want to break through this year, we can't be shy
Amen.
About the things of God.
Amen.
We have to do it with confidence.
Amen.
We have to do it with fire.
Amen.
We have to do it with life.
Amen.
Are you listening to me? So speak in tongues.
Amen.
Like you've never. This year, I want to challenge myself to be like Paul, to be able to say it with confidence. I speak in tongues more than all of you.
Amen.
And I want to challenge you to speak in tongues more than me.
Amen.
We'll see who speaks more in tongues between you and me. It's a challenge that I'm putting towards the church.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Are you going to be shy about your tongues?
No.
No. Let's rise to our feet. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, Paul even says, I will speak in tongues and I will speak in my language also. I will sing in tongues and I will sing in my language also. There's a realm where you start singing in tongues. Have you ever sang in tongues before? Coming out of your spirit, singing melodies to God in an unknown tongue. This year, we want to feed our spirit. This year, we want to strengthen our spirit. This year, we don't want to be the tail anymore. We want to be the head. This year, we want to be strong. This year, we want to be alive. This year, we want to be on fire. This year, we want to be on fire. This year, we want to be on fire. Ah, open your mouth. In Jesus' name. This year, when we pray, I don't want whisperers in church. When I say, open your mouth and pray. What's that? Ask your neighbor, say, what's that? If you are going to be ashamed in church, what are you going to do when you are home? Amongst people who don't speak in tongues. You must collect the fire in the house of God so that on Monday you'll be speaking. On Tuesday, your tongues must even go to the point where you, like you are giving birth. And sometimes your tongues must have punctuation marks, full stops and commas. Sometimes, even when you are not thinking about it, you must just be, you're walking in the street without thinking about it. Your mouth is moving. Before you know it, hey, I'm praying. I didn't notice I was praying. This year is the year of speaking in tongues. My spirit must come out. My spirit must be dominant in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Even in your dreams, when you are dreaming, you must be speaking in tongues. Repapa, repashanta, roposhata, repa. One time I woke up in the morning and Mam Ruti said, were you dreaming? And I said, yes. And I said, why? She said, you were speaking.
speaking in tongues in your dreams. In my dreams, all I was saying, Jesus, Jesus. But what she was hearing is rapapo, rapateka, rapapodoko. This year, even in your dreams, your spirit will be praying. Matapelato, rapapa. This year, when you wake up praying. Rapapala, rapapela lelebo shatapayata. We have to challenge ourselves. We have to work hard on it. If we don't, things will not change. Every year we'll be saying, it's a year of breakthrough. It's a year of success. It's a year of dominion. We'll be just repeating it without any results. But this year we want results. For you to break through, allow your spirit this year to be dominant. Allow your inner man to feel, to sense, to hear, to experience God. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, talk to your God. Ask Him to help you. Ask Him to fill you with the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for listening to the powerful Word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-591-2858. God bless you.